From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Honey Boy and Boots, a husband-wife guitar and cello duo. Drew brings to the duo influences from the Black Prairie in Mississippi, where he grew up, and Courtney, her classical training from Washington State. Stay tuned for their music and stories right here on Red Barn Radio.
Broken strings and broken hearts used to be all I ever knew. Dirty sheets and dirty taverns, lonely Mississippi blues, cloudy head and cloudy mornings, look like all my chips were down. Now I'm whistling a new song, darling, since you've come around. Greet me in the morning with a song of love. Use me in the evening until I'm whole, used up. Now there's more food in the pantry, a few less bottles in the trash, and all my laundry's folded, and I'm getting low on cash. And there's something about the sunrise that I've never seen before. And there's something about your smile.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Greet me in the morning with a song of love. Use me in the evening until I'm whole, used up. Greet me in the morning with a song of love. Use me in the evening until I'm whole, used up.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 438th performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the beautiful city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Honey Boy and Boots, a husband-wife guitar and cello duo with a unique style that is all their own. Drew Blackwell is a true Southerner raised in the heart of Black Prairie in Mississippi. Courtney Blackwell grew up in Washington State. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, Honey Boy and Boots.
Arkansas Delta, I bet they felt you roll out of town. Rock and roll hound Saturday night. Bats out of hell and you've taken flight. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, run around the country with all these madmen. Where does it end? Roll goes on and on, my friend. You got to roll while your heart's still young. You got to sing while your song can still be sung. You got to play the drums, kick off the band and let the room fill with the sound of the music. Midnight rambling, late night gambling with all your friends, up to your shins in the rock and roll life. Don't look back and don't think twice. You got to roll while your heart's still young. You got to sing while your song can still be sung. You got to play the drums, kick off the band and let the room fill with the sound of the music. To keep the time and sing the rhyme, and everything's just fine. You've got to slow it down when the hook comes around. Let it all come out. La 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 la. Arkansas Delta, I bet they felt you. Roll out of town, rock and roll hound on a Saturday night. Bats out of hell and you've taken flight. You got to roll while your heart's still young. You got to sing while your song can still be sung. You got to play the drums, kick off the band and let the room fill with the sound of the music. You've got to keep the time and sing the rhyme. Slow it down when the hook comes around. Let it all come out. La 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 la.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with Honey Boy and Boots. Here's Donald.
Hey, welcome to Lexington. I heard this is your first time together. I guess you may have had separate paths in the past to come here. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you.
Thanks. Great to be here. Excited to be here.
So. Your first time in Lexington, but where did it all start for you?
Well, my mom is a piano teacher and plays at piano at the church I grew up in. So that's kind of where I started playing and singing in church. And
Drew Blackwell.
I got real interested in guitar as a kid because my Uncle Doug and my cousin Walter and several of my family members all play guitar. And in any family event we have, the family reunion or Christmas, at some point everybody ends up sitting around listening to the people play guitar. And, that's where I first heard like John Prine, you know, Willie Nelson, Chris Christopherson, those kind of songs. And so that kind of, I started taking an interest at an early age from that. And I got my first guitar around 12, I think, and started. So that's kind of where it all started for me. I just, you know, I love that kind of music. So.
I'm born in Mississippi and raised in the South.
You know, I came from a little small town called Macon, Mississippi. I graduated high school with about 23 people in my class. But it was good. It was a good experience. You know, I think it's that kind of growing up like that's really conducive for songwriters because not a whole lot else to do. So you can kind of have to figure out ways to amuse yourself. So.
When you're down in Louisiana and you wanna be a gambler, Lord, you can't be scared to lose. Find your 7 feet and you'll be walking down the street just a moaning and a singing the blues. Find a man across the table, he is young, he is able, loses things that might get rough. Ain't no time to be a shy boy, look him in the eye, boy, raise him and call his bluff. Come on. Lay your way. Oh, she looks a little shady. She been staring at you all night. Just to lay on back, tip of your hat, try to smile and be polite. You got a girl in Tennessee and she's as fine as she can be. Told her you'd be back real soon, but you're deep south rambling. You lose your money gambling, you're gonna lose that girl too. Come on. Lay your faces down. Wrong just to play it along when you got on a winning spree. But if it looks like a trouble, get out on a double, head back home to Tennessee. What you gonna do? Time to make them read them and weed. And when you win this hand, Lord, you be a rich man. Cash it in and head on down the street. Come on. Lay your faces down. Come on. Lay your faces down. Man, leave town. Full of account, I'll make the baddest man back down.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Just joined us. We're with Honey Boy and Boots on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
You've got Drew starting in the deep south in Mississippi, and you, as far as being in America, are almost the exact opposite direction, coming from Washington State.
Courtney Blackwell.
My grandmother plays the piano, or played the piano in church in Oregon ever since I was could remember. And my mom started my older sister on violin and me on cello. And so we took private lessons, and she practiced an hour every day with us. And she said, you all can quit when you're 18. And so we had a very strict kind of classical upbringing and playing in orchestras. And I also went to study at the University of Idaho further on after high school. So that's kind of where it began. My dad also sang at church and a lot of gospel songs, and then moved to the South. So it was very different, the transition from classical to learning the southern country and blues type sound and music.
There's this place back in Mississippi, in West Point, Mississippi, called Anthony's Good Food Market. It's a great little place to eat and hang out and listen to some music. Courtney and I were there one night eating, and there was this little skinny white guy there named Vinny C, and he was a one-man blues show. And he had these bells wrapped around his feet, and he was stomping his foot, and he had this guitar and was just banging on it and singing. And he stopped in the middle of the song and talked for 8 or 9 minutes and then play the same song, and he was just something to see. So I started thinking about that guy the next day at the work. I was still working full-time at the time. And so I just started making up stuff about him. I thought, you know, well, I bet he, you know, probably, you know, does this during the daytime, and he probably, you know, has this kind of dog and has these kind of hobbies. And it just kind of rolled and eventually turned into this song. Here's an old blues picker named Vinny C. He was born and raised in New Albany. That's right next door to Tupelo, Mississippi. And it goes by the name of Vinny C. Plays an old school cymbal by the Epiphone. Got that hill country sound, that John Lee drone. Vinny C, he's a one-man, two-hand, toe-tapping, traveling band. Vinny C, you gotta get down, make a sound, stomp your feet, and clap your hands. Your hands is a traveling man. Got some old school cigar box guitars for sale. And a government cheese box that'll really well. A Vinny's cheese box guitars for sale. Pick one up at the show or get one through the mail. If you got the money, he'll put it in your hand. If you don't, he'll put you on a payment plan. Vinny C, he's a one-man, two-hand, toe-tapping, traveling band. Vinny C, you gotta get down, make a sound, stop your feet and clap your hands. Your hands, the traveling man. Now, like I said, those first two verses are mostly true, but this last verse is almost entirely made up. But you know, statistics show that 83% of all bluesmen at one point in time did have a dog, and of those 83%, 38% of them had a blue tick hound, so there's a slight chance this last verse might have some truth to it. He got a blue tick hound named Ramblin' Sam. Well, lives off hyenas and deviled ham. Well, sweet as can be and gentle as a lamb. Oh, rides in the back of Vinny's old Dodge Ram. Likes it when Vinny starts picking a tune. Vinny and Sam be howling at the moon. Vinny C, he's a one-man, two-hand, toe-tapping, traveling band. Vinny C, you gotta get down, make a sound, stomp your feet and clap your hands. Your hands is a traveling man. Traveling man. Thank you.
Each of you got your own instrument. Did you get to have any choice as far as cello, or is that kind of like, hey, you're playing cello?
Yeah, my older sister got violin because she's older, and her violin teacher told her, my mom, not to put us on the same instrument just because we're so close in age that it might be competition. And so we, instead of playing against and seeing who's better at violin, or we get to play together since I play the cello and she plays violin, we did a lot of duets, and we also had a trio growing up, so with the flute. So that was something nice. Different. We all got to play together.
So what took you to the South?
I think I've always had a desire to travel, and I knew that Nashville wasn't very far away from Mississippi, but the Mississippi State University is kind of what brought me down there. I had an opportunity to move, and it was only supposed to be for a year, and that ended up being five, and then I met Drew. So it kind of took a little shape different than I expected, but it's been a wonderful adventure.
I saw the bright lights shining downtown, so I went out to look around. Thought you might be out and about on this fine evening. I searched every face in the crowd, every young girl walking around, every smile and every frown, but I couldn't find you. I vowed to get you off of my mind, so I put on Nashville skyline, drink down some good red wine, but I still remember. But your memories grown cold, unlike the days of old. Just won't let you go, but you. Count 'em just to pass the time, but it takes so long. Dylan plays on my radio, old familiar song I know. Juarez ain't no place to go in the east of town, but I keep dreaming of your face. We had only time to waste so long ago, and your memories grown cold, unlike the days of old. Just wanna let you go. But you won't leave me alone.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So both of you all can kind of talk about this. You talk about Mississippi State, and for all of you here in Lexington, we won't talk too much about Mississippi State. but, you know, good luck to them. Yeah. You know, it did create a musical group and a long-term, you know, love for each other in Starkville. So yep. Tell us a little bit about that, your origin story?
I moved there for school in like 07, and I really didn't get really involved in the music scene there until after I got out of college. But there is a surprisingly very vibrant music scene in Starkville, all different styles. And so I got started playing around mostly at this place called Dave's Dark Horse Tavern, which is just still our favorite bar anywhere, probably. It's just kind of this little hole-in-the-wall place, but they have music 7 nights a week, and that's actually where me and Courtney met. I have a blues band back home called the Old Memphis Kings, and we still play from time to time. She saw my band playing there, and I'd seen her play in two or three other groups. She was playing with a bunch of different people with the cello, and so we kind of had a few mutual friends, and we ended up just kind of meeting kind of at Dave's. So.
We have a really unique Monday night, singer-songwriter night, and so anybody can come and play, and it's a really just a welcoming environment for artists to come and try out their new song or just kind of get their feet wet in the music scene. And yeah, that was a really special night that Drew and I met kind of playing. We both played and saw each other. So
nice.
Yeah.
As far as some other artists, you know, what kind of music, you know, in general was really, you know, hitting in Starkville? Is it similar to this or a little bit different for other people?
Kind of a little bit of everything. There's a lot of kind of singer-songwriter stuff going on. There's a lot of good, there's a couple of really good, like, blues-based kind of rock groups that are some of the best stuff I've heard anywhere. So it's kind of neat. There's kind of that, there's several generations. There's like an older generation that's been playing there for years, and they're all like professors and stuff, but they still play in all the bars around there. And then there's kind of a middle generation, and then there's kind of our generation, and now there's even people younger than us kind of coming up playing and stuff. So for whatever reason, it seems to be a good melting pot for the different kind of musicians there.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Honey Boy and Boots, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with Honey Boy and Boots.
He lives free just like the wind. His old guitar will feed him. Helps him sing the words to a sad, sad country song. His clothes that come from thrift stores, and folks don't want them anymore, cause they buy the latest fashions in their brand new catalogs. And put a dollar in this tip jar and he'll play a song for you. He'll make you feel brand new, remind you of the good times you have had. As his life becomes a song, it'll keep him hanging on. Everyone gets troubled and gets sad, but singing seems to make things not so bad. Well, the good Lord has blessed me. My friends are the best, you see. They come and hear me play at the little Dewey Bar. Technology's getting the best of us. We use our cell phones in the restaurants. Let's put down our touch screens and tune up our guitars. And put a dollar in my tip jar and I'll play a song for you. I'll make you feel brand new, remind you of the good times you have had. As my life becomes a song, it'll keep me hanging on. Everyone gets troubled and gets sad, but singing seems to make things not so bad. Trying to find a good job, but the rich man told me, hey, don't you know, Bob, it's a recession now. I could take a chance on a kid like you.
Like you?
And I want to drink a beer just because I'm all alone, but they won't let you drive, they won't let you walk home. And I asked that policeman exactly what you want me to do. And I need a little money just to pay my rent, but all the money that I made I already spent, because I had to buy something nice to cheer up my mom.
My mom?
And my truck needs gas, and my old needs a change. I need new shoes, and I need a shave. But ain't nothing in life free but a song. And put a dollar in my tip jar, I'll play a song for you. I'll make you feel brand new, remind you of the good times you have had. As my life becomes a song, it'll keep you hanging on. Everyone gets troubled and gets sad, but singing seems to make things not so bad. Singing seems to make things not so bad. Singing seems to make things not so bad.
In Washington State, you know, you started with, you know, playing with you and your sister, and you were over, and you were on cello, and she was on violin. You didn't really start with a blues background. What kind of influences did you have, you know, in the very beginning before you really got introduced fully into blues?
My earliest influences was basically classical. My mom had us start Suzuki method, and that was the predominant study that we used. And the Suzuki method uses an audio tape or CD with each book, and it goes 1 through 10, so it really strengthened my ear to hear. And so when I decided to try the cello in a different format, in a different genre, such as the blues with Drew, or jazz, or country, or whatever it might be, I really used the ear to help me kind of find that way, and what I wanted to, the sound I wanted to make, to make it more rough or gruff with the blues, or make it sound just like more like a bass.
So you think ear training kind of blends the gap between your traditional learning and then more of like your, what we were talking about, like feeling it, you know, when you feel the music, but when you hear something, you know, you absorb it in both of those different ways.
There's a lot of other cellists that I've also listened to, Rashad Inglestad and Avett Brothers, and the other cellos, yeah, Ben Soleil, and a few others that I just like watch and see how they change the way the cello's played and the different techniques. Trevor Exter is another cellist that I watch and listen to a lot and see what they do and see, and it still kind of makes it my own as well, because it's how do I make that sound and how do I make it feel like it fits with what Drew's doing with the blues or the folk. And it's been an interesting journey to try to figure out the cello in a different format.
Down this train track, heavy pack on my back, trying my best to live free. I stood in every soup line, drink every kind of cheap wine. I'll drink anything you put in front of me. I've been looking for mercy. Ooh, looking for mercy. I've been looking for mercy. Ooh, looking for mercy.
You've just joined us here with Honey Boy and Boots on Red Barn Radio.
Tell us a little bit about your start with Willie King.
I grew up as the crow flies, like half a mile from Alabama line, and Willie was just on the other side on the Alabama line. Yeah, I met him. He used to come play at different events, little, you know, parties and stuff that people would have. To everybody around town, he was just kind of the local blues guy, but he, you know, as I got to know him, he's pretty well known in blues society. He went to Europe about 3 or 4 different times and played over there. Really kind, very inviting. You know, he kind of saw that I kind of took an interest in music and just said, hey, you know, if you're interested in learning more about the blues and blues music, please come out to my house and we'll start doing it. So me and a buddy started going out there every Saturday and would just sit with them and he would just talk about the blues. He'd play blues songs for us. He'd talk about his growing up and how he started. We did that for a while, and then one day we went out there, and there was another car driving up with a kid in it, and I said, "Who's that, Willie?" And Willie said, "Oh, this is the rest of your band." And I said, "Okay." And a guy got out, and Willie introduced us, and that's Caleb Childs, who I still play with to this day. We've been playing together almost 10 years now. Willie just put us together. You know, he had his regular band, but when they wasn't enough money to pay the regular band, he'd get us to come play with them for, you know, very little or nothing sometimes, but we didn't care. So we started playing all these little events with them, and sometimes it'd be a backyard barbecue, sometimes it'd be, you know, a wedding reception, you never knew. So we did that for a while. So I learned a lot from him about the blues and life. He's a real big influence in my music. And speaking of Willie King, this is, next song we're going to do is kind of a little song I wrote as a tribute to him.
So yeah.
If you were to go back in time and now your mom was going to pick out an instrument, obviously violins off limits, if you got to choose, what do you think you would have chosen back then?
I think another instrument I really love the sound of is the mandolin. And I guess that also is in the same register and keys as the violin. But I think the way that it's played, I really find that I lean more towards bluegrass type music. I love Nickel Creek. I grew up listening to them and the Punch Brothers and the Wood Brothers. So I definitely like that kind of more bluegrassy type of, I guess, more modernized bluegrass. I don't know. I'd have to say that I'm really glad she chose cello. I'm a big fan.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, Drew, your instrument. It has for radio listeners, we have Drew holding the acoustic guitar, but it's not your standard acoustic guitar. It is until you get to the bridge.
The guy who makes them, his name, it's a Babix guitar, Jeff Babix. He's in upstate New York. It's a very small company. I didn't know any of this until after I bought the guitar, but his theory is that like a cello or a violin, with having the strings go past the bridge richens the sound and makes it sustain more and makes it resonate more. I don't know how much it compares to, like, compared to another guitar, how different the sound is, but I'm happy with it. I like the way it sounds. So.
Molly was my sweet wife for going on 10 years. Thrill was gone, and when she talked, it burned both my ears. Lived high on a mountain, 10 miles down to the town. And the same day of every week of this mountain I go down. Well, the people in the valley love my old moonshine. And I'd make good money, too, selling homemade wine. I sit down at day's end, my money I'd be counting. When the sun shone bright, at first light, I'd head back up the mountain. Mary was my lover, and she had been since the spring. Lord, you know I loved her so, but she wanted to wear my ring. Well, late one night we warmed ourselves beside an evening fire, and with her head upon my chest, we shared all our desires. Well, it might have been the whiskey, it might have been the night, it might have been the way I felt when she looked in my eyes. Said, Mary girl, my love for you flows just like a fountain. Marry me and we will live here below the mountain. John Henry was a drunkard, hobo, and a ne'er-do-well. We found him out behind the pub, smell of whiskey in the air. We drug him right down Main Street, cause there was no one around. And threw him in my wagon on the outskirts of town. I was busting moonshine bottles when that girl started to cry. I turned to see my sweet Mary looking at the sky. Said, Mary girl, I love you more than all the stars you're counting. I lit the match, up went the flames, fire below the mountain. Well, they buried me on Sunday, also they believed. Molly came to pay respects, but they said she did not grieve. They thought they put me in the ground that dark and dreary day. But me and my sweet Mary were 50 miles away. Well, we settled by the river beneath the mountain tall. spring did turn to summer, Lord, and summer turned to fall. The memories from my past in my mind were clouding, but the sins you fear won't disappear on the other side of the mountain. Well, life with Mary was sweet and good, living near that riverbed. And the memories I'd had of Molly all but vanished from my head. The lights, the town, the moonshine, all had faded into the past. The life that I had dreamed of had finally come true at last. But one day when my sweet Mary was outside hanging clothes, I heard a scream from inside the house and I hit it towards the door. Out there in the front yard, Mary was a-shouting, oh my God, I can't believe Molly's coming down the mountain. Well, I ran to grab my pistol, but I didn't make it back in time. Molly had her shotgun pointed at my Mary's side. She marched us up the mountain to a 100-foot drop-off ledge, pointed that shotgun at us, and she pushed us to the edge. Molly's face turned red as fire, she cussed me up and down. I turned to see my Mary's teardrops falling to the ground. I said, Mary girl, my love for you still flows just like a fountain. Two shots rang out, the lights went black, and we went down the mountain.
I'd like to thank our guests, Courtney and Drew, Honey Boy and Boots, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Thanks to Donato's Pizza for providing the meal to our artists and crew. We greatly appreciate that. Also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, members of our studio audience, we'd like to thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning.
I'd rather be deaf, deaf, dumb, and blind. Be without you by my side. Understand me, baby. I am your man. And I would walk 1,000 miles on my child. Understand me, baby. The stroke of midnight, at the crack of noon, 3 a.m., 6 a.m. I wanna love you, baby, but you got to let me in. Oh Lord. Got to understand. Understand me, baby. when you get cold, you know you're gonna have a good man to hold. Understand me, baby, midnight, at the crack of noon, 3 in the morning, 6 a.m. I wanna love you, baby, but you got to let me in. Oh, Lord. Got to understand. Got to understand me, baby. I am your man.
Thank you so much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Courtney and Drew, Honey Boy and Boots, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.